Ni hao.
Hello.
That's it. That's all I know.
这是我所学的所有的中文了。
I will try and learn some more. I really would love to be able to.
肯定还会再多学几句的。
Thank you so much for inviting me here today.
非常感谢大家今天邀请我来到这里。
It is a real privilege and honor to be standing here with you all.
我非常荣幸今天能够站在这里与你们一起分享。
And I am very excited and joyful.
非常的兴奋，非常的开心。
To be the new youth and children's pastor here for St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church.
可以成为圣诗华人宣道会的儿童与青少年的牧者。
And I just want to take the opportunity to thank the board.
我就想要感谢我们的长执会。
And pastors Ander and Pastor Yan Yan.
感谢李牧师，感谢燕燕牧师。
For just giving this opportunity because God is faithful.
给我这样的机会，因为神是信实的。
So thank you.Oh, no, wrong way. Oh, there we go. So it's Mother's Day.
所以今天是母亲节。
And it's already been said, but happy Mother's Day.
我再说一次，母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I would like to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. Hi, I hope you're watching.
我想跟我的妈妈也说母亲节快乐。
But you know,We've already sort of touched on it, but we are gifted as mums with the gift of children.
就是我们成为母亲真的是一个非常荣耀的一个角色，被神赐予的一个礼物。
And if you are a mum or a grandma or an aunt, or you have had the privilege of being with the child...
如果你是妈妈，或者是可能是爷爷、奶奶，或者是外婆，或者是你曾经做过母亲这样的一个角色，你真的是非常的特别的。
They are incredibly inquisitive. They ask lots of questions.
孩子们呢，特别喜欢问各式各样的问题，非常的好奇。
Which is great because it shows that they're learning and that they're thinking for themselves.
非常好，因为这个是他们学习的一部分，表现出来他们就是正在成长，然后很好奇。
And particularly, I wanted to share two very short stories about my own two children.
我想要分享两个很短的故事，关于我自己的两个孩子。
And I'm looking for them, and I cannot see them. Oh, they're there. Okay.
我的孩子坐在那边。
So, and the reason I want to share these two stories is because as parents, it is our duty to disciple our children.
我想要分享这两个故事，因为身为父母，这是我们的责任，要来教育我们的下一代。
And we never know sometimes how much they're listening or that they've taken into their heart.
有时候我们真的不知道他们听到了多少，然后多少进入了他们的心中。
Until they come out with some really interesting questions.
直到他们来问我们一些非常有意思的问题。
So this week, my son Israel, who is 10.
所以这周我的儿子，他儿子叫以色列，刚好跟那个国家一样名字。我儿子以色列十岁，他来问我说。
We were on our way to school, and he asked me a question.
我们正在送他去学校的路上，哈，他突然问我一个问题。
And he says, "Mum, would the world be a different place today if that one sin never happened?"
他说，妈妈，如果那一个罪没有发生过，今天的世界会有所不同吗？
And I thought, "Ooh, this is Monday morning."
我就想说啊，今天是周一早上。
But I answered him and I said, yes, I think it would have been different.
但是我回答他说，我说是的，我相信会不同，如果亚当夏娃没有犯罪的话。
And then his response to me was, when I meet God, I'm going to ask him what it would have been like if we'd never sinned.
然后他的回答是说，当我见到神的时候，我要去问他，如果我们从来没有犯过罪，世界会变成怎么样的？
And I said to him, I'm sure God would love all those questions.
然后我就回答他说，我相信神会非常喜欢听到你的这些问题的。
And then my daughter Aurora, who is 6.
然后我的女儿奥罗拉，六岁。
This was a few months ago. We're still at the stage where Aurora will come into our room and she wants cuddles with mummy.
这是几个月前，就是她女儿还喜欢跑过来到妈妈的房间里，想要有个拥抱。
And so she was with me and she just asked this question and she said, Mummy, what color are Jesus' eyes?
所以她就过来说，妈妈，耶稣的眼睛是什么颜色的？
And I'm thinking, I have no idea.
我想说，我也不知道。
But I said to her, well, why don't we ask him? Why don't we ask God?
我就跟她说，那我们不如来问问神。
So we took a few moments to be silent.
所以我们就沉默了几分钟。
And to see if there were any images or words that came into our mind.
然后我们看看是不是神有透过一些意象、一些想法来告诉我们。
And after a few moments, I asked her, "Did you hear anything?"
然后过了一会儿，我就问她说，你听到什么声音了吗？
And she said, "No, just daddy snoring."
然后奥罗拉说，没有，只听到爸爸的打呼声。
So, you know, at this point, I thought, that's it. She's not going to want to try anymore.
所以我以为说，大概她不想要再试着听神的声音了吧。
But she said, let's try again.
但是她说，我们再试一次吧。
So we were quiet again, and we waited a few moments in silence.
所以我们又沉默了一会儿，然后呢，再一次的来听神的声音。
And this time she asked me, Mummy, did you hear anything?
这次他就问我说，妈妈，你听到什么了吗？
And I said, yes.
然后我说，是的，我听到了。
I said, I saw a smile of a face on a man's face.
我说我看到一个男人，然后他在微笑。
And Aurora said, is that Jesus?
然后奥罗拉就说，这是耶稣吗？
And I said, yes.
我说是的。
And Jesus said that he'sreally happy that we are having this conversation.
是的，耶稣他非常开心我们正在谈论他。
And he's finding it very amusing that we are trying to figure out the color of his eyes.
他耶稣觉得很有意思，我们竟然在想办法找出他眼睛的颜色。
And I said to Aurora, he says, they're like gold, like nothing you've ever seen on this planet.But actually, they're more than gold.
然后耶稣回答说，是金色的，但是呢，又不像你在世界上所看到任何一个颜色，但是呢，有点像金，但又不完全是金的。
Aurora decided she didn't like that answer, so she said, well, maybe they're rainbow color.
然后奥罗拉说，她不太喜欢这个答案，所以她说，也许是彩虹颜色的。
But I share all of this because the conversations that we have with our children,
我们跟我们的孩子所谈论的一切，
and it brings so much joy because it shows me how deep the teachings that we have bestowed upon them is going.
可以让我们看出我们平常所教导他们的一切是不是让他们记在心中了。
And the impact of what we do with our children, God is going to honor that.
所以神会纪念我们所对孩子们所有的教导，平常我们所做的一切。
And the Bible is full of teachings of the importance of telling and teaching and training our children and young people the works and commands of God.
整本圣经都教导我们要告诉教训训练我们的孩子还有年轻人关于神的作为和命令。
We want our children to have personal relationships with Jesus.
我们希望我们的孩子呢是与我们的神建立一个真正的个人的关系。
It needs to go beyond mom and dad's faith.
不只是这个信仰，不只是他们爸爸妈妈的信仰。
It has to become their faith.
必须是变成他们自己的信仰。
It needs to become real to them.
必须是一个真实的。
And I just want to say, I am really encouraged this afternoon to see groups of students here whose parents are not here.
我想说今天下午非常非常的被你们鼓励，你们一群学生，就是你们父母不在这里。
But they come here to worship God.
但是呢，来到这里敬拜神。
And that's incredible.
这真的非常非常棒。
I just want to move to one of our scripture readings.
我们一起来读一段经文。
Matthew, it's Matthew 18 verses 2 to 5.
马太福音十八章二到五节。
And it says to them, and calling to him a child, he put in the midst of them and said, Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他们站在他们当中，说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。”
Children have so much inspiration in them.
孩子在他们的心中有非常非常多的这个创造力。
They have imagination.
他们有很多的想象力。
We've talked about they have questions.
我们说过他们很爱问问题。
They have something that as adults we lose.
他们拥有一些当我们成为成人类以后就失缺的东西。
And Jesus says to us, we have to have a childlike faith.
所以耶稣就对我们来说，我们必须像一个孩子一样，有一个孩子一样单纯的信心。
Deuteronomy 6 in Scripture talks about the foundational prayer of Israel.
生命记第六章讲到以色列人他们基础的一个祷告，每天都要祷的。
It's prayed every day.
每一天他们都这样子来祷告。
And I specifically want to bring out these few bits.
然后我特别想要来念这一小段。
Listen, Israel.
以色列啊，你要听。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
耶和华我们的神是独一的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.Soul and strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Repeat them to your children.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Talk about them in your house.
无论你是坐在家里。
It's very clear we are to teach our children and to share stories of scripture with them.
所以非常重要的就是我们在家中不管在哪里必须要把神的话语教育给我们的下一代。
We, if we believe in Christ, if we trust in him, we should all be storytellers.
如果我们真的相信耶稣基督的话，我们每一个人都应该要成为一个非常会讲故事的人。
And those who are ready to hear and take it all in are our children.
那那一些谁是那些非常单纯已经预备好要听我们所讲的呢？那就是我们的孩子们。
But there's more to it than just telling them. We have to show them.
但是不只是要告诉他们，我们也要活出来让他们看见。
It's like a parent-child relationship. If you promise your child that you might play with them later,
就像父母跟孩子的关系一样，如果你已经承诺你的孩子说我们等一下就带你出去玩
，and you break that promise，
结果呢，你待会又不带他们出去玩
，and I have done that，
我也做过这样的事。
Then your children begin to learn that when you use the word promise, it doesn't mean so much anymore。
那你的孩子就开始学到说，当你说哦，我答应你，我承诺你，那这两个字好像就没有什么意义了。
So when we're sharing the stories of God,
所以当我们分享跟神有关的事情的时候
Which, guess what? They're not just stories, they're real.
你知道吗？这些不只是故事，这些是真实的事情。
We know they hold power.
我们知道他们有很强大的一个力量。
We know it changes lives.
我们知道神的故事可以改变人的心。
Because it's God the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus who all in one make this possible for us.
因为是圣父、圣子、圣灵他们一起让这一切成为真的。
Not that long ago, we read Psalm 78.
不久之前我们一起读了诗篇78篇。
And God is speaking truth, and He's bringing revelation to Israel.
神呢，在这里对以色列人讲述真理，带给他们启示。
And their response to Him is this.
他们对神的回应是这样的。
We will not hide the truth from the children.
我们不会再将这些事向子孙们隐瞒。
We will tell the next generation.
我们会跟我们的后代来说明。
The praiseworthy acts of the Lord.
来说耶和华的美德，耶和华的能力，并他奇妙的作为。
Of his might and wonder.
他的能力，他奇妙的作为。
There are times where we share testimonies.
有时候我们会分享一些见证。
Another way of storytelling.
分享见证也是一个跟他们讲故事的方法。
And I'm sure most of us know.To not underestimate the power of testimony.
我想我们大部分多数人都知道哈，这个做见证非常非常有能力的。
Because that is what God has done for us.
因为这就是神在我们生命中所作所为。
And we tell our children.
然后我们就要把这些故事告诉我们的孩子们。
And we pass it down to them.
我们就要传给下一代。
And as parents.
作为父母。
It is a huge responsibility.
真的是一个很大很大的责任。
But in Matthew 28,
但是呢，在马太福音二十八章
，Jesus issues the Great Commission.
耶稣向门徒们发出了这个大使命。
And he issues it to his disciples.
他对着他的门徒来说
，Go and make disciples of all nations.
去使万民做我的门徒。
And can I just say,
我也可以这样说
discipleship starts with children.
门徒训练是从我们的孩子们开始
And it starts in the home.
从我们的家庭里开始
The disciples of Jesus were not older men.
耶稣的这些门徒不是老年人
They were not middle-aged like my husband.
他们也不是像我先生这样的中年人
They were teenagers.
他们是年轻人
Young teenagers
非常年轻的甚至是青少年
And I'm sure you've had it When a young child or young person Shares something of God It brings joy Because you think Yes, Jesus They are learning this for themselves
就我相信你经历过当你看到一个年轻人很小的一个小孩在分享神的事迹的时候你就说 Yes 感谢主
But we know that even the disciples, they needed a teacher.
但是我们知道就是就像这些门徒一样他们也需要一个老师。
And our children need many teachers.
那我们的孩子们他们需要很多很多的老师。
If we're fortunate enough to have a Christian family, we have our parents and maybe our grandparents or aunts and uncles.
所以如果我们很蒙祝福也许他们出生在一个基督教家庭里他们的父母是基督徒或者是他们的祖父母是基督徒可以来对他们做培训
And then we have the church community
然后呢我们还有教会教会这个大家庭
That's all of us here
就是我们在座的每一位
And serving the young people
服侍年轻人
will prepare them to become future leaders
可以预备他们成为未来的领袖。
But right now, we also want them to know that they can contribute to the life of the church, not in a few years' time, but now.
但是我们同时也要让他们明白，他们现在就可以为教会的生活做出一些贡献，他们就可以来服侍，不是在未来，而是现在开始。
And we've seen in Scripture many times God deciding to use and utilize young people.
我们在圣经里很多次都看到这一点，神经常使用年轻人来做大事。
Young people to do great things.
用年轻人来做我们意想不到的事情。
God used Timothy to pastor and lead the church in Ephesus.
比如说神使用了提摩太来牧养，来带领以弗所教会。
He was a teenager.
他当时还是一个十几岁的青少年。
So I want to remind us, and particularly mums, as it's Mother's Day.
所以今天呢，我想要提醒大家。 特别是母亲们，因为今天是母亲节。
Well done.
你做得很好。
For bringing up your children.
你带了你的孩子这样子养大。
In the ways of the Lord.
照着神的教训来养他。
Some of your children are still young.
也许你的孩子还很小。
Some of them have grown up.
也许他已经成长了。
Some of them have families of their own.
也许他们已经独立成家了。
Maybe some have walked away, I don't know.
也许有一些孩子已经离开家了，我不知道。
But they will find their way to the Lord because you, as the parent, and of course we don't want to forget the dads, but you were faithful in your discipleship of your young ones.
对，但是他们能够来到神的面前，是因为你，是因为你在他们的生命中， 作为一位母亲留下了深深的印记，当然也有些父亲也有参与。So
as your new youth pastor,
所以呢，身为你们教会新的一个这个青年传道，
I want to encourage everything within me.
我想要用我浑身的力量来鼓励你们。That
the ministry to our children and young people,
儿童事工、青少年事工。
Is the most important that we have in our church.
是我们教会最重要的事工之一。
Because Jesus didn't ask, "Do you feel like helping?"
因为耶稣没有问说，你觉得你想要帮忙吗？
He commanded it.
他命令我们。
He commanded to tell the truth to your children.
他命令我们要把真理告诉我们的孩子们。
Teach them to obey my commands.
要教导他们遵守主的命令。
And train them to walk in my way.
然后训练他们走主的道路。
And they will do this if they feel from their families and church that they are loved.
他们会这样做, 如果他们在从他们的家庭中和教会中感受到爱。
That they are listened to.
他们被爱, 被聆听。
That they are respected.
他们被尊重。
And that we actually enable them to do something.
我们就是真的是给他们一股力量, 让他们可以去做一些事情。
And I share all of this.
那我今天分享这一切。
Because everything that I have shared has brought me to this place. And I was a young child when all of this started.
因为我也是这样子长大的, 被教会关爱, 被我身边的人给关爱。
So the next few moments, I just want to take to share a little bit about me, not for to show you how faithful God is from when you are young.
所以接下来呢，我可能要讲一些关于我的家庭的故事。
Well, firstly, can I just say I am truly, and I mean this, I am truly blessed and gifted with a beautiful family.
所以第一个我要分享的是，我真的是。 被神祝福，神给我了一个真的非常美满的家庭。Married
to Pastor Tim.
我嫁给了提姆牧师。And
then God giving us two wonderful crazy children.
然后神赐给我们两个非常非常可爱的小孩。And
you know, even that has been a wonderful testimony, which is for another day.
这个也是一个很好的一个见证，那下一次跟大家分享。But
I myself, I was born in England.
所以呢，我是在英格兰出生的。And
I've had the privilege to live in a few different places, which includes Scotland and Ireland.
我曾经住过在不同的地方住过，比如说苏格兰、爱尔兰。
And now I'm here in Canada.
现在我在加拿大。
But as a child, I was born to wonderful godly parents.
但是呢，身为一个孩子的时候呢，神把我拣选出生在一个这个非常虔诚的宣教士家庭。
And my parents, and they still are, they're in the Salvation Army Church.
我的父母都在救世军这个教会。
And back in the early 90s, they were sent to a country which was then known as actually Czechoslovakia.
90年代他们被差派在捷克斯洛伐克。
Which soon became the Czech Republic.
变成捷克。
But I was a child of two different cultures.
我六岁的时候就到那里，我是在一个两个不同文化背景下长大的孩子。
And so I have an understanding of the challenge that your children or, you know, young adults face.
所以我能够理解你们的孩子将要面临的挑战，因为他们也是两个不同的文化。
Pulled between two different cultures.
他们可能被两个不同的文化拉扯中。
And maybe never really feeling like you're at home.
也许他们没有办法融入，感觉在家里一样。
And when I was a child, my mother, she would always get us to sing at church.
当我还是儿童的时候，我妈妈一直会逼我去教堂唱歌。
But you know what? It taught us from a very early age what it is to be part of Sunday worship.
但是让我很小就学到什么这个敬拜周日敬拜的意义。
It taught us how to help bless others.
让我从小学习怎么样透过我的声音来祝福其他人。
Now, I was very fortunate because my parents, in one sense, were, they discipled me, they were my youth workers.
我很蒙福，因为我的父母呢，他在我生命中曾经就是我的门训的导师，也是教导我的这个领袖。
Where my parents went, we went.
当我的父母我父母去哪里我都跟着。
And as I am older, I am so thankful that we got to, journey with them on their, in their ministry.
然后我现在长大回想起来我真的是很感恩说可以在他们的宣教事工上一路这样子跟随。
So for my parents, they were a huge part of my faith journey.
所以对我来说，我的生命中有很重要的两个人，就是我的父母，他们在我信仰的这个生命中一直有这样的烙印。
And when I was a teenager, around 16 years old,
当我大约16岁的时候
，I was very fortunate to be at a church where there was a youth pastor.
我去的那个教会呢，有青少年的牧者。
And this youth pastor spent a lot of time with us teenagers.
这个青少年牧者跟我们花了很多的时间。
And created spaces for worship.
他让我们学习敬拜。
For questions.
他让我们有询问的空间。
For fellowship.
他让我们有真正的团契。
But most of all, we could see that the youth pastor and some of the young adults of this church gave up their time.For us.
但是最重要的是我们还是青少年的时候看到的是这个青年牧师他为了我们这群孩子真的是牺牲了他们的时间。
And I'm so thankful that I've had the opportunity to tell them they were a huge influence in my faith journey.
所以后来我很感恩我有机会回头来感谢他们成为我生命中的帮助。
So that brings me to, a point in my life where I was ordained as a Salvation Army officer back in
2016年我被那个救世军然后按牧成为他们其中的一员。
Because God had his hand upon my life from a very early age and there were people in my life, whether it was my parents or some others, that were there to help teach me.
所以在我成长的路上神就这样子透过很多很多长者的手让他们 一路的这样子牧养我带领我教导我。
And can I say when I met my husband Tim, he was the one who challenged me.
当我遇到我的先生提姆的时候他就是那一个来挑战我的人。
I was called to be a servant of God.
我真的就是被变成了一个主的仆人。
And I was making excuses.
我虽然在找一些借口。
And he basically said, why are you making excuses?
然后他就对我说，你为什么要找这些借口逃避神对你的呼召呢？
And so although I'd already given my life to Christ many years before, in this moment, I felt like a new life was beginning again.
所以虽然我在很多年前已经把我的生命献上给神所使用，但是今天这一个时刻，我还是重新的在感受到神再次的呼召，这是一个新的开始。
Because I had the honor of becoming a pastor and then getting to do that with my husband.
因为我真的非常荣幸可以成为一位传道，然后再次的与我先生一同的来服侍。
The importance of our childhood and the people in our lives as we are growing up is so important.
我们还成为一个儿童的时候，成长的过程中所碰到的这些人，所经历的这些事非常非常重要。
And so now I want to particularly speak to the children and young people of this church.
所以现在我特别要对我们教会的这一群儿童们听好了，还有青少年们、年轻人、学生们，对你们来说话。
So there's going to be a little bit of movement, but if you feel comfortable, children and young people, I would love for you to come to the front and just sit at the front. Would you do that for me?
小朋友们，如果你觉得可以的话，请来到前面，坐在前面。对，小朋友，儿童。
But if you come to the front, I would also like to invite.The children's leaders to come to the front as well.
我也想要邀请所有服侍这些儿童的领袖都
Children's leaders, that means you.
都过来。对，服侍的人也过来。
I want you to sit down.
你觉得你是年轻人的话，可以上来。来，全部都坐下。
Do you know, I love seeing you all sitting there, but I'm going to be a real pain. I need you to turn around because I need to see your faces.
还是要大家转过来面向我，因为我要看到你们的脸。
Okay, guys. I just want to share four very quick stories.
Okay, 我现在要分享四个故事。
That are really important.
对，非常重要的故事。
Because these stories show just how much God wants to use each and every one of you.
因为这些故事呢，是告诉你们神多想要使用你们。
So the first story is Samuel.
所以第一个故事是撒母耳。
So Samuel was born to an amazing mom called Hannah.
所以撒母耳是他的母亲是一个非常棒的母亲，叫 Hannah.
And Hannah.Promised the Lord that she would give her son back to him.
Hannah 当时呢，她在许了愿，她必须要把撒母耳献上给神。
So when Samuel was 3 years old,
所以当撒母耳三岁的时候
，he went to live at church.
他就住到圣殿里了。
What do you think of that? Yeah, no. But he went to live at church, and he lived with the. They were called priests.
所以他就在圣殿里与那些祭司一起住。
And this was at a time where people had forgotten.
这个时刻，这个时期是人已经忘了。
And didn't know how to hear God's voice.
已经忘记如何听神的声音的时候。
So when Samuel was six.
所以当撒母耳才六岁的时候。
Anyone here six?
六岁。
Okay, Aurora is six.
有六岁的吗？
Point is, when he was really, really young.
就是他还非常非常小的时候
，God spoke to Samuel.
神就对撒母耳说话。
He didn't speak to the priest.
他没有对那些祭司说话。
He didn't speak to the really intelligent people.
他不是对那些天才、那些很聪明的人说话。
He spoke to a six-year-old boy.
他是对一个六岁的小孩说话。
God wants each and every one of you to learn how to hear His voice.
神希望你们每一个小朋友都可以学会如何聆听他的声音。
And we together are going to learn that.
然后我们将会一起学习如何聆听神的声音。
Second story, David.
第二个故事是大卫。
You heard of David and Goliath?
Yeah.
Yes,
大卫跟
哥利亚的故事吗？ Well, you know, Samuel, when Samuel was older, he had a big job. He had to find a new king for Israel.
所以当撒母耳他老了以后，他有一个责任，就是他要为以色列找到一个新的国王。
And so he goes and visits David's family, and David has 7 older brothers.
所以他去到大卫的家庭里，大卫有七个哥哥。
And David's dad got all the 7 brothers to come and meet Samuel.
所以呢，全部都出来了，撒母耳一个一个看。
He didn't even think about David, because David was in the field looking after the sheep.
他根本就没有想到有大卫，因为大卫当时呢，他是正在牧羊。
But guess what?
但是你知道吗?
God chose David.
神竟然选了大卫。
He didn't choose the strongest brother or the most handsome brother.
他没有选那个更强壮的哥哥，或者更聪明、更英俊的哥哥。
Or maybe the most cleverest brother.
或者是那些更聪明、更厉害的。
He chose the brother. He chose the son with the good heart.
他选择了大卫那个有心是好的那一位。
You're doing really good, guys. We're nearly done. Third story.
第三个故事。
There was a time where Jesus was talking to thousands and thousands of people.
有一次耶稣在对五千人以上的人，一堆一堆人讲道。
In the Bible, it says he spoke to 5,000 people.
在圣经里记载至少有五千人。
But that was only 5,000 men.
但是当时他们只算男人，所以至少是五千男人。
That did not include the women and children.
还没有加上女人还有儿童的数字。
So let's triple that figure.
所以我们把它大约乘以三倍吧。
The point is there were thousands of people and nobody had their lunch.
重点是他们没有一个人带午餐，这么多人没有东西吃。
Can I ask you, do you guys get hungry during Sunday school? Do you get hungry during Sunday school? And that's only like, what, an hour?
你们小朋友在上课的时候会不会觉得饿呢?
Well, I think Jesus was talking for a little bit more than an hour.
我想耶稣当时应该讲了超过一小时了，所以大家都饿了。
And so there was a young boy.
那有一个小男孩。
Who had, do you know what he had? Put your hands up if you know.
I forgot.
You forgot. Okay, that's right. Fiona.
2 fishes and 5 pieces of bread.
Or is it 2 bread and 5 fish? Which one was it? Is it, let's just say that's right.
5个饼, 2个饼. Okay,
yes,
5个饼, 2条鱼.
That's my fault. he had food. Was it 2 fish?
他带了午餐.
2 fish, well done, sorry. 2 fish and 5 bread, that's my brain. But the point is, he had a tiny amount of lunch, right?
他带了一个小午餐，五饼二鱼。
For like 10,000 people. That's not going to work. That's not going to work.
怎么喂饱一万人以上呢?
So, but the point is, this boy gave it to Jesus, and then he did a miracle.
但是这个慷慨的男孩，他就把这个小午餐奉献了给耶稣，结果神迹就发生了。
So the point here is, no matter how little you have,
所以呢，不管你拥有的有多少，是很少很少一点。
Whatever gift God has given each and every one of you,
神给你们每一位的特殊的恩赐。
If you give it to Jesus,
只要你愿意献上为耶稣所用。
Watch and see what happens.
哈哈，你就等着瞧神会怎么用。
Because he will use your gifts in miraculous ways.
因为神可以神迹般的使用你的天赋与才能。
And lastly, just to say this.
最后呢，我要再讲一个故事。
And I mentioned it a while ago. The disciples, Jesus' disciples.
是耶稣的门徒们的故事。
They were kids.
你知道耶稣大部分门徒都是年轻人吗?
And once they had learned what Jesus had taught them.
他们学到了耶稣教导他们的。
With the help of the Holy Spirit,
透过圣灵的帮助,
they changed the world.
他们一起翻转了世界。
And I want you to know that God wants that for all of you.
我想要你们知道，神希望你们每一位都这样子做到。
He wants you to be pastors and leaders and missionaries and so many other things.
神要塑造你们成为领袖，成为牧师，成为宣教士，成为很多很多能改变这个世界的人。
And he wants to change your life.
他想要改变你的生命。
For his glory.
为了他的荣耀。
So, together we have some work to do.
所以接下来我们一起有一些事要一起大事要做。
And sometimes it's going to be a little scary.
有时候可能做新事的时候会觉得有点害怕。
But we have God on our side.
但是我们有神站在我们这边。
And this church is going to be filled with more children.
然后这个教会就有更多更多像你们一样小朋友要来。
Because God wants us to all go out and preach to St. Catherine's.
因为神希望我们出去跟你们的朋友们。
And he doesn't want to use us necessarily. He wants to use you now, today.
他想要用你们每一位，今天现在就要用你们。
How do you feel about that?
What do you think? 觉得怎么样？
Good idea. Not so sure. It's okay. We can work on this. Okay. So, church, I just want to say, I want to ask the church now.
所以今天我要问，要邀请我们的教会。
And it's.St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance and Westburn Alliance.
圣世环宣道会还有西宣。
We have a duty to pray, pray, and pray.
我们有一个责任就是祷告祷告祷告。
And pray some more.
不住的祷告。
For our young people.
为我们的年轻人儿童来祷告。
But we also need more teachers.
但我们也需要更多的老师。
We cannot do this on our own.
我们不能单独的来做这件事情。
So my prayer is as you sit there.
所以我的祷告是当你们坐在这里。
Maybe God is knocking on your heart.
也许神正在敲你们的心门。
And maybe he's saying, I want you to go help.
也许神在感动你说我希望你来帮助儿童事工。
And it doesn't matter how much or how little.
不管是你能做多少。
Because as we know in the story of the boy with the lunch, God can do so much with a little.
因为就像我们听到的五饼二鱼神都可以喂饱那五千以上的人。
What is important is that our heart is in it and that we trust him.
重要的是我们的心要放在上面然后我们相信我们的神。
So I also encourage the church to learn every child's name.
所以我也呼吁每一位弟兄姐妹来了解我们的孩子认识他们的名字。
Find out what they like.
发现他们喜欢什么，他们的兴趣爱好是什么。
Be the storytellers in their lives.
在他们的生命中成为那个可以诉说神的故事的人。
So kids, I'm going to ask you to turn around to see everybody.
小朋友，希望你们转过来看着会众。
Everyone here,
每一个人在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹
I believe wants to encourage you.
我相信他们的脸可以鼓励你们。
And so I just pray, I want there to be a time of prayer.
所以我希望接下来时间可以一起来祷告。
If you feel comfortable, please come and stand here or stand where you are in your seats.
对，如果你愿意的话，你可以到前面站在这群儿童的面前。如果你愿意的话，请到前面来，或者是在你的座位上起立。
But pray over your children and the helpers.
因为我们要一起为这些儿童和儿童事工的负责的人来祷告。
And what I'll do is I'll leave the time open for prayer.
然后接下来的时间我想要变成一个很自由的一个祷告的时间。
And I'm going to ask Pastor Yan Yan if she can end the time in prayer for us.
然后最后会邀请吴牧师来帮我们结束。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告自由的祷告。
Father, we pray that you will fill the children with your Holy Spirit and help them to know you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. I want to see you. Use your love. At this time, you are really in the Holy Spirit of the Holy Spirit. Let them know.过我们的亏欠，当我们再次在主你面前，求你赐给我们信心，让我们看到主你自己的心意，按照主你的教导来养育我们的下一代。求主你恩待我，今天也是天父上帝 你洗液的时间，我感谢。
Dear Lord, may we teach our children well. Teach them your commandments so that they will grow up strong young Christians.
Amen. Amen. 让我们真的是要把他们献在你的圣殿当中，使他们一生完全的侍奉你，一生完全的爱你这位神。主啊，我们知道除了你的道路，除了你的真道，再也没有别的路。主啊，没有你是道路，你是真理，你是圣灵。主啊，我们这些做父母的人，真是愿意在你面前，像哈娜一样，把我们的孩子都献上，把撒母耳完全的献在你的圣殿当中。知道我们一生一世爱你跟随你，但是主，你知道我们的软弱，你知道我们不足之处，你也知道我们肉体，你也更知道仇敌在这世界上对我们一切的攻击，用各样的阻拦、各样的计谋，要把我们的孩子流去。但是天父，我们绝不放弃，我们也绝不在你面前来仇敌面前去妥协。我们就要把这批孩子分别我身，交给你，所有的能力。尽我们所有的智慧，主啊，把我们孩子交在你的手中。主啊，我特别求你在今天这个日子，你来高牧这些孩子。主啊，要让孩子完全的归到你的名下，使他们一个都不会丧失。是他们，并且他们的子子孙孙都要起来，
是
完全的侍奉你的位神。主啊，也让这些教会复兴起来，
是
让我们下一代都要复兴起来。主啊，也让在这里的 Pastor Shatter、Pastor Kim， 还有我们的领牧师，还有师母。还有所有服侍的你的同工们，这些仆人们在你面前都要被你所高抹，都要被你所重新，都要被你所大大的使用。那今天这个日子成为荣耀的日子，祝福的日子，让我们下一代的 from Pastor Charlotte 开始。主啊，我们真的是这个，我们的下一代真的是有盼望，有指望，要被翻转起来，整间教会都要被翻转起来。主啊，你大大的祝福这间教会，祝福我们每一个侍奉的人，祝福每一个 parents， 祝福我们下一代。主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，把一切的荣耀归给你。谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。
And Father in heaven, we just read your word, Deuteronomy, commanding us to teach our children. Whenever, wherever, getting up, right, eating, sleeping. So Lord, we pray for each of the parents who know your word, that they will also teach your word to their children at home. As we heard here about the testimony and how the good work is done in God's life, Lord, we pray that the parents will do the same work to their children, to the children that are in front of us. We know, Lord, that discipleship first happens at home. So we pray, Lord, that the home. Church, a small church, of your David church. And so we pray for your parents of these children to diligently, beautifully, day by day, to teach your word, little by little, and to disciple their children and our children to your ways, your truth. And we pray also for our Lord that you would keep the evil one as they are doing. Keep distractions. Lord, we pray in your name that you remove all evil demons
from
all the houses so that, Lord, your truth may be heard in these little ones. And your truth may dwell deeply and richly in their hearts and lives. And that your word will richly dwell in them, that they may grow to do good things and great things for you.
Amen. 我来向你祷告， 主啊，真的恳求你自己来 empower 我们每一位父母。主啊，让我们生命中充满主你的神迹奇事。主啊，充满经历你的见证。主啊，让我们有故事可以教育我们的下一代。主啊，让我们生命中让他们每一天都看见神在我们生命中的痕迹。主啊，真的恳求你自己来改变我们每一个人。主啊，恳求你的圣灵自己来充满我们每一个父母。主啊，让我们所说的所行的都是合你心意的。主啊，都是在我们的孩子的面前是美好的见证。主啊，谢谢你，赞美你。主啊，把我们发酸的手，主啊，发酸的腿都再一次的挺立起来。主啊，因为你是我们的主，主啊，你拣选我们成为父母，主啊，你就必给我们这样的恩赐与能力，成为好的父母，属神的父母，合神心意的父母。主啊，在我们感到失望感到疲累的时候，主啊，求你来安抚我们。主啊，求你来拥抱我们。主啊，求你来对我们说话，来鼓励我们。主啊，让我们知道，主啊，除了我们没有别的人可以代替我们的这个角色。主啊，谢谢你，赞美你。主啊，就求你拣选我们的孩子们。主啊，还有很多很多，主啊，还没有回到你面前的孩子们。主啊，不管他们是小孩子还是已经成人，主啊，我们相信，主啊，你比我们还要爱他们。主啊，求你呼召他们回家，你拣选他们。主啊，求你给我们百般的智慧，还有耐心，还有爱心。主啊，也给我们这样的盼望，有一天我们的孩子会回到你的家中。感谢你，赞美你，与我们同在，奉耶稣名祷告，阿们。
Jesus, may the children know you for themselves. May you, Lord, bring the gift of faith to each and every one of them. Lord, may they grow so deep in you that there is nothing that they can't do because you are with them. Lord Jesus, I pray for their minds.I pray, Lord, that you protect them when they go to school. I pray, Lord Jesus, just send your angels around them, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for this church. Thank you for the love that they already show to their young people. And Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for the leaders who every week are doing their best for you, Jesus.To bring the stories to life for these young people. Lord Jesus, may you show us as a church to continue to grow in that area where we are able to nurture your children who you have gifted to us. So we better do something with that that is God-honoring to you. And Holy Father, I just pray for aa burning holy fire within Amen. These children.
Amen.
That they are better than us.
Amen.
That their faith goes beyond our faith.
Amen.
That they teach us.
Yes.
And so, Lord Jesus, for those here, maybe those who couldn't be here today,
yes.
You know exactly who they are. You know the home situations that they are in. May you bring love, joy, and peace to those circumstances.
Amen.
And more than anything, Lord Jesus, may they know in their heart, and again, not because they have been told that this is what they should believe, but because they believe it, because they know it, because they have experienced you, and they've experienced it in the home, and they've experienced you here. Lord Jesus, may you shine through them. Give them all the courage that they need. And Lord Jesus, may we have the honor of walking with them.Just as you did with your disciples, Jesus. And help us to let go when it's time to let go. And to give them the opportunity to flourish when they need to, Lord Jesus. Help us to not be afraid. Because, Lord Jesus, if it is for you and your glory and building up your kingdom, it cannot be wrong. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you again and again for these gifts. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we want to praise you for the generations before us, for the children, the young people. We want to thank you for the teenagers. Thank you for the students. You are raising up a faithful generation, a generation that you will use for your glory, that you will use to bring revival.
Yes.
before us, Father, we can see that there are Elijahs and Elijahs, Davids and Samuels, Ruths and Esthers, Timothys and Peters and Pauls, people imperfect but who you use for your glory. I pray that you anoint the children and the young people, that you pour out your Holy Spirit, that you give them gifts of your Spirit, that you will raise them to be pastors and missionaries and preachers, that they too one day will be parents who will raise their children to walk in the way. I want to pray that especially in this dark world, that you will help these young people live as lights, that they will be a testimony to your glory. Help them to have hearts and lives of such radical obedience to your way, Jesus, that people will see them and want to know, how can I know Jesus too? We want to pray for them with their friends at school and with their friends at college, that they'll be such a witness. We want to pray for the summer camp this summer.
Amen.
We want to thank you for all the children already who are going to be at that camp. We pray for the many children who are not Christian who will be there. That we will be able to share the gospel and that they'll respond and that they'll tell about Jesus to their parents and to their families.
Yes.
We want nothing less than this city and this region, this nation, turned back to you, Jesus. And we want to see people going from here to every land around the world, taking the gospel message. Jesus, we want the whole world to hear the good news. Help us to make disciples in this nation and in every nation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.我们在天上的阿爸父神，感谢赞美你，主啊！今天是你耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中高兴欢喜。主啊，你为我们所预备的一切，因为都在主你的手中，都是为了荣耀主你的名。主啊，谢谢你，我们也再一次的把这一切孩子们恭敬交给你，在主面前。因为这些孩子们是主你赐给我们这些做父母亲的有这个职分，按照主你的圣经教导来养育他们。 但是主啊，这一群孩子不单是父母亲的，他们是你的，是三位一体真神的孩子。主啊，他们在你的手中，你必要坚立他们，让他们的信心一天一天跟他们的身体一样一同的来成长。主啊，你来祝福，你来使用，你来坚固他们。 主啊，我不单是为今天站坐在我面前的这一群孩子们，我们也为到来到我们青少年、大学生们。主啊，甚至是在这个世界上，他们曾经听过福音，但是他们还没有回转的。我们每一个孩子，在这个末世的时代的这些孩子们，恭敬交托仰望在主你面前。愿主你自己的灵来亲自的搅动他们的心，让他们的心被主你吸引。 被主你的爱所吸引，主啊，你把他们带回来，带回到主你自己的家中。你借着弟兄姐妹，你借着父母亲来喂养他们，来 train 教导他们，来带领他们，来门徒训练他们，主啊，让他们成为耶稣基督的精兵，在这个末世的时代为主你来征战，因为主你是得胜的主，你借着孩子们，他们愿意，你也借着这些做长辈的爷爷奶奶、父母亲来的愿意，主啊，你就要兴起。
Children, you may go and take your seats.
小朋友可以回座位去了。And
just lastly to say, for the rest of us,
最后就是对我们每一位来讲,
whatever journeys you have been on in your own faith,
不管你曾经经历什么, 你自己的信仰的道路,
and I don't know where you are in that journey,
我不知道你在信仰的道路上在哪里,
but my prayer is that our faith will become even more awakened.
但是我的祷告就是我希望每一个人能够的生命可以更加的警醒。
And to remember the words in Matthew,
记得在马太福音的这一些话,
where Jesus says we must become like children.
当耶稣说我们必须回转像小孩,
in our faith,
在我们的信仰中,
so that we may be with him.
这样子我们才能与他同在。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Amen.
Amen.